The Swedish film I Am Curious, Yellow, features the film's director playing himself, talking to a young radical theater student about being in his film. Released in 1968, it created a firestorm of discussion about its radical filmmaking technique, its politically charged characters, and most of all, its sexually explicit scenes. I Am Curious polarized moviegoers. Jackie Onassis was curious enough to go see it, while at the same time it was banned as smut in Massachusetts. The film is being screened at the International House as part of the series Free to Love, the Cinema of the Sexual Revolution, which also includes such films as the Japanese In the Realm of the Senses, From Hollywood, Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice, and From the Underground, Jack Smith's Flaming Creatures and Robert Crumb's Fritz the Cat. But on the low end of the spectrum is a film like this.
My most recent liaison ended officially a week ago Friday.
And what you're hearing is a man, recently divorced, talking about his exploits into a tape recorder. It's from an adult film shot in Philadelphia in 1973 called The Erotic Memoirs of a Male Chauvinist Pig. The film is full of sex. It's full of jokes. Both are pretty rough. It was written and directed by a guy named Ray Horsch. And he remembers when the film had its theatrical premiere in Philadelphia.
The people who came to that screening came to see a satire, came to see a comedy. They liked it. Subsequent audiences who came to see it as pornography kind of unanimously rejected it.
Horsch describes himself as a sociopath, and his film is a catalog of sexual transgressions. It features acts of extreme perversion that will make nearly everyone uncomfortable one way or another. It would certainly make me uncomfortable to describe them to you here. But it makes no difference to Horsch whether or not you like his film. Even he does not like to watch sex films.
I kind of agree with First Amendment lawyer Marjorie Hines, who defends pornography, that pornography is excruciatingly boring to watch.
Why would you want to make it?
Because it's a lot of fun to make.
After 40 years, someone does want to see it. It has been digitally remastered and released as a DVD, and it will be screened on January 17th in North Philadelphia at Philomoca, or the Mausoleum of Contemporary Art. It's a decidedly less academic setting than the International House, where the Cinema of the Sexual Revolution is showing. Horsch was recently released from federal prison, his third stint in jail for drugs and counterfeiting. In addition to criminal activity, for decades he's been photographing models in bondage, regardless if anyone is buying those photos, which they're not. He's been living so far afield of popular culture that the idea that there's something called the Cinema of Sexual Revolution is foreign to him. Horsch just likes sex.
Sex is the crucible of our humanity. It's what drives everything. And to say that that one subject and that one subject alone is taboo it's just silly. I mean, this whole country goes to pieces when Janet Jackson shows a small portion of her nipple for about less than 3 seconds or something like that. That is juvenile. I mean, I can't describe it any other way.
Few people claim that The Erotic Memoirs of a Male Chauvinist Pig is a good film. Horsch, who is now in his 70s, would prefer not to be remembered for it. But it is a curious vision from the fringe of the 1970s sexual revolution that never made it into the history books. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.